Well, it was one of the most seminal cases in Irish history in the second half of the 20th century. And news broke last night that a man and a woman have been arrested on suspicion of murder in relation to the killing of a baby who was found on a beach near Carrisaveen almost 40 years ago. The baby boy's body was discovered with multiple injuries, 28 stab wounds on White Strand near Carrisaveen on April 14th, 1984. Last evening, Gardaí arrested a man in his 60s and a woman in her 50s. The man is currently being held in Listowel Garda Station and the woman in Castle Island Garda Station. They're arrested on suspicion of the offence of murder and are being detained under Section 4 of the Criminal Justice Act. We're joined on the line this morning by solicitor, Tralee-based solicitor Pat Mann, who represented the Hayes family from Abbeydorney. In 1984, five members of the Hayes family from Abbeydorney, which is some 80 kilometres from Carrisaveen, where the baby was found, were wrongfully arrested on suspicion of the murder and concealment of baby John. Pat Mann, what's your reaction this morning when you heard the news overnight that a man and a woman had been arrested?
Good morning, Tressa. Well, I suppose since that famous meeting, that interview, or whatever you want to call it, took place in Carrisaveen about 5 years ago in 2018, I presume the matter has been actively investigated by that particular unit of the Gardaí since then. And as the matter unfolds, you will understand, and everybody will understand, that this really has nothing at all to do with my side of the equation. That we have been absolutely, we were from the beginning, if you like, and all the way through and up to today and up to 2018 and 19, absolutely exonerated from anything to do with the death of that unfortunate infant back then.
But obviously, given the fact that your clients, the Hayes family clients, their lives were just turned upside down when these false accusations were made against them, there must be great interest in the developments that have emerged overnight.
Well, you see, from our perspective, and from the client's perspective, you see, it's bringing the whole matter back up again. And it's very distressing when it all comes back up again, because as you can see from the radio and the television, sort of the focus of the media attention is all in our direction for the time being. And it's quite distressing when that happens, because my people are people who have always very, very much privacy and being left alone and getting on with their lives, and they've done so admirably all those years. And it becomes a major issue for everybody. And then, you know, the likes of me, who's contacted by you, say, I have to say, well, the current matter has nothing at all to do with us, but the perspective from our point of view is it brings everything back into focus again. And that's the difficult thing from our point of view.
So, and we appreciate that. Obviously, the Hayes family have been put through hell for over 40 years. It was almost 40 years. They had to wait almost 40 years to get an apology from the state. Findings of the very contested and very controversial and contested Kerry Babies tribunal that ensued from all this, the findings of that were only overturned back in December 2020, which led to a state apology and compensation to the Hayes family. But I suppose naturally one would it's a natural question to put to your path, though, that have you been in contact with the Hayes family? Have you spoken to them since it broke last night that these arrests were made?
I have. I've regular contact with the family, and as I just said to you, it's distressing whenever the thing comes out into the public domain, you see. And it's all over the media, and it's all over the radio, and it's all over the newspapers, and it just becomes upsetting from that point of view. Just that point you just made there, the last one, you know, the most important point in that whole exercise was the day that Miss Justice Leonie Reynolds in the High Court in Dublin made an order effectively nullifying the original tribunal report, which took 6 months of from our point of view, of almost like torture between here and Tralee and in Dublin Castle. Batteries of lawyers to be paid, administration to be paid, everybody to be paid, and then find that at the end of the day, the only satisfaction we got out of it was that officially it was being branded as an unreliable report. And that was the real, if you like, that was the watershed moment in all of our lives. Not any other aspect of it, really, that it laid that report, it declared it as effectively invalid.
For those of us who weren't alive when the Kerry Babies Tribunal occurred in 1985, or who were too young to remember,
it belongs to everybody's grandfather's time now.
Yeah, it's almost 40 years ago. Can you just briefly describe what the impact of that tribunal had for Joanne Hayes and her family? It was very controversial. It was very contested. You represented her. What was it like for you as well as the solicitor? What was it like going through that that daily slog, that daily the daily demands of giving evidence, being questioned, being cross-questioned? What was all that like at the time?
It was, to try and find an adjective is difficult, but it was absolutely awful at the time. It is terrible to sit in a room and seeing somebody who's only a few feet away from you being absolutely savaged about matters that a person, A, may not have known anything at all about, B, had nothing at all to do with, C, was completely innocent of, and you have to sit there with your hands in your pockets or on your lap or on the desk looking forward and saying, I wish I could kick somebody under the ankles here and stop this kind of thing going on. And you couldn't. It's the adversarial system that's the buttress of our democracy, and that's the way it ran. But it was absolutely awful on a daily basis, coming down knowing that there was going to be an attack launched on you. Attacks were launched on me when I gave evidence. I was, to a large degree, accused of contriving the whole thing. Anybody at all who came in on our side was under attack. And you have to bear in mind that the tribunal was established on the basis of how did these people make their statements? How did five people, effectively at the same time, in a Garda station, made dovetailing statements that science said that they couldn't have committed? And it went the other way around. The whole mechanism was turned on its head, and we were the people that were under attack, which was quite an extraordinary situation again, but it was down to the skill of the opposition, and they were able to do that, and that's the way the report came out at the end of the day. So it was then, for me, wearing my legal hat, a piece of very, very good satisfaction to find that a High Court judge, another High Court judge, so many years on, was able to make an order saying, report no good, forget about it. And the original of that report is in the library of the Oireachtas, with that High Court order pinned to the very front of it.
And was it exacerbated by the fact that it was Joanne Hayes, a young woman, up against the judiciary, up against Gardaí, overwhelmingly male?
Of course it was. I mean, like, people can't take their eye off this stuff. If somebody has no previous experience of courts or courtrooms, and they suddenly come into a courtroom knowing in their heart of hearts that they're right about something, and then all of a sudden they find that they become the target for all kinds of invective, it's very hard then, you know, to keep your faith within the system unless you're protected by somebody further up along the line. So from that aspect, yes, what you're saying is correct.
And do you think the Hayes family, Joanne Hayes and her family, do you think they've had their faith in the system, that the system is fair? Do you think they've had that restored by events in recent years?
Well, you see, that's kind of a different question, because what you're sort of asking is to compare 40 years ago with 40 today. I mean, we never have a discussion along those lines. What our taking it was back then, procedurally, we were the complainants, effectively, and we were the people then who were put under attack, and we were the people who came out the worst out of that report, which should not have been the situation. And that was subsequently borne out by the way events have all turned out at the end of the day, and thank God for that, that there was somebody watching.
Because the Gardaí were obsessed, the investigating Gardaí were obsessed with this notion that Joanne Hayes had given birth to twins. Now, sadly, she had given birth to a baby boy a day before baby John was found in Carsaveen. She did give birth to a baby boy on the family farm in Abbey Dorney, and that child died shortly after birth. But that was totally separate, totally coincidental to the body of the baby that was found in Carsaveen, which, as I said, is around 80 kilometres away. But the Gardaí were convinced that Joanne had given birth to baby John in Carsaveen, who was found in Carsaveen, because they subscribed to this theory of heteropaternal superfecundation, which means that she was pregnant with twins, each of whom had a different father.
Yeah.
Quite extraordinary.
Yeah, referred to by their own experts that they called at the time as an event so rare that one rules it out completely. So where was that going as a thesis? That was never going anywhere. It was only just another stick that was picked to give somebody a beating with. That's what it was.
Now, Pat, understandably, this is distressing for the Hayes family to have all this coming up again following the arrest of the man and woman last night.
Yeah.
But also, I suppose it should be entailed that it's very important that whatever happens, whatever pans out of this investigation, there is a very understandable, and it's essential that justice is found for baby John, to find out who he was and why he was killed, and to find out his parents, and to approach the matter above all with sensitivity.
Yes, of course, but that's a matter for modern day Garda investigations, and I'm quite sure the Garda the modern Garda are big enough and well prepared enough and adequate enough to investigate a matter fairly. So I know nothing about the investigation. It's nothing at all to do with me, you see. I've emphasised that all the time. I'm only discussing this matter in the context of...
But on a human level, I think everybody would like to have closure for the sake of that little child who was found murdered and so savagely almost 40 years ago.
Well, yes. Well, they're your words, no, not mine, do you understand? I have to be very... I know nothing about the modern investigation. I don't know anything about it except the same as you, what I heard in the news last night or saw on the television or heard this morning on my way into work early on the wireless, things like that. I mean, other than that, I don't know. It's an independent Garda investigation. It will run its own course and matters will go from there then after that.
Okay, well, thank you very much for joining us this morning. We have been speaking to Solicitor Pat Mann, who's been giving his reaction to the news overnight that a man and a woman have been arrested in relation to the murder of a baby who was found on a beach near Carsaveen almost 40 years ago. This is the baby known as Baby John. He was discovered with multiple injuries, 28 stab wounds on White Strand near Carsaveen on April 14th, 1984. A man is being held, a man in his 60s is being held in Listowel Garda Station. A woman in her 50s is being detained in Castle Island Garda Station. Now, we have a clip of Superintendent Flora Murphy, who is leading the investigation from 2021. And this is the context of when it emerged that Gardaí ordered an exhumation of the grave of baby John, of the child's remains, where he was buried in Carsaveen. And this is what Flora Murphy, Superintendent Flora Murphy, had to say in 2021.
I believe, and my colleagues believe, that she has suffered loss and pain and hurt and has grieved over the last 37 years. I'm appealing for the mother of baby John to please come forward and help us to resolve this and unlock this, you know. She will be dealt with sensitivity, compassion, and we have qualified and professional personnel to deal with her, because we understand and we totally understand the difficulties and the pain that she has endured. If a five-year-old boy was found stabbed to death in Ireland this morning, there would be outrage. And on Garda Síochána have an obligation and a responsibility to investigate these matters. We still have a commitment, an obligation, and a dedication, which is there to deliver justice, because baby John deserves this.
And we're joined on the line now by Waterford Councillor Norma Moriarty. Norma, good morning to you and thank you for joining us this morning.
Right.
Norma, what Flor Murphy had to say there in 2021 when he confirmed that that the child's remains had been exhumed in order to extract a DNA sample, baby John. He said, it's important that everybody deserves justice, not least of all this baby who was found with such savage wounds almost 40 years ago, and that if this such a thing happened today, there would be an obvious and natural response to say we need to find out who this child was and what happened to him. He deserves justice like all of us, and that's the point that Superintendent Murphy is saying there. We don't know the ins and outs of why this man and woman were arrested. It wouldn't be prudent for us to speculate as to why, but at the heart of all this is that this newborn deserves justice like everyone else.
Absolutely, and in fairness to Flor, he articulated it very well there. What was also, I think, very evident in what Flor said there was the outlining of the type of investigation and inquiry that has been carried out since 2018 under his command. And as a stark contrast to effectively what was a witch hunt conducted very unprofessionally and very unsuccessfully back in 1984 and subsequently into 1985. So I think one was simply wasn't effective and was demonised, you know, people in its path. And the subsequent, modern day investigation, obviously using science and so on and so forth, has potentially come to a conclusion, or hopefully will bring things to a conclusion where justice can be served and where understanding and compassion can be in evidence at every turn and every corner, but ultimately justice will be served as a result of that.
Norma, I want to play a clip for you now from Michael O'Regan, who we will actually be speaking to very shortly on Call from the Dáil, and it will be very interesting to get Michael's reaction and response to these arrests overnight, given the fact that he covered the Kerry Babies, as it was called, the Kerry Babies case in 1984, and then subsequently the notorious tribunal. But this is what Michael had to say back in 2021 after it was confirmed that the remains of baby John had been exhumed in order to extract a DNA sample.
I think it's interesting that they do say there are people out there who know something about the killing of baby John. And while the details are indeed very, very sketchy from that Gard statement, I think what has happened is quite significant, and I suppose we await developments. It was a killing that left a lot of grief and indeed gossip, inevitably, small community in that area of South Kerry. And for many, the memories would still be alive.
It's still there's still a pang there. It's still wounds. It still hurts, doesn't it? Almost 40 years on.
I think anything that remains, you know, without a full and absolute conclusion, will have, you know, pangs like that linger and so on, and questions. As we know, there was tragedy and trauma heaped on tragedy and trauma when the wrong people and, you know, were hauled through the coals as a result of poor investigation. I suppose a society at the time that was incredibly judgmental in relation to how people conducted their own private lives, which should have remained private. So that skewed things as well, you know, and in many respects, I think the type of country that we had at the time perhaps resulted in a child being born in such circumstances, but may also have contributed to people feeling like that they had nowhere to turn to for help. I'm presupposing this. It's very wrong of me to presuppose things, to be fair, but I think the society of the time certainly didn't help people who found themselves, you know, in crisis pregnancies. I think thankfully our society today is far more compassionate and far more understanding, and there's far more areas where people can turn to for help and support. And I think, you know, it would be highly unlikely that you know, certainly we would have a recurrence of such an incident, you know, in society today. I would hope that. I would sincerely hope that. But again, I just want to say that hallmark of compassion and, you know, and confidentiality has run right through this new investigation. And if, as a result of that, and that approach, that a true and proper resolution can be found and justice for David John, you know, and indeed pleading to discover what the genuine name of that child was going to be, even if that can all be brought to the fore, then that's obviously, you know, that's good. That in itself might be cathartic for the area, for the society, and most importantly for the people directly impacted themselves.
We were speaking to Councillor Norma Moriarty from Waterville, close to the area where the remains of baby John were found on White Strand near Carrisaveen back in 1984. Norma, did you hear from the public, from people in Carrisaveen and the greater area, that when Gardaí renewed investigations back in 2018 and in the subsequent years, that people were felt that the approach from Gardaí then was sensitive, and it was attuned to the possibility that maybe something happened, because people were in a desperate state at the time because of fear of an unwanted pregnancy or fear of moral judgment being cast upon them. Are you saying that people have said to you locally that people were, they felt that Gardaí have investigated in the past 5 or 6 years the murder of baby John, and have investigated and carried out their inquiries in a sensitive way?
It's plainly evident that they have, and yes, people have said it. But again, as I've always said about this, the general discussion about this case happens when there's a breakthrough or an announcement, and it inevitably subsides subsequently again, because I suppose people have always been used to either not discussing it or talking about it in where they're very certain of their company. This was not, you know, there's been other, I suppose, historically cases that would have been discussed in Kerry that would have been discussed far more openly than this one. This was always, I think, just almost taboo, and that, again, that mightn't be the correct description of it, but it was not one that, you know, people felt comfortable talking about or discussing terribly openly. And I link that to the injustice that was meted out back in the 80s in terms of the original investigation. I do link it strongly to that, and I also link it to the fact that it's just so awful what occurred. And it is so difficult to comprehend, and people do find it hard to get their head around that, and just the sadness about it and the tragedy around it as well. But there's been absolutely no question or doubt about the, as I said, the sensitivity, and indeed the you know, just how painstakingly slow and time consuming the investigation has been. But people have been patient with that as well. You know, there have been very, very few, if any, calls from people locally to have people redirected away from the investigation. And we are an area that, you know, we don't have as many members in the Garda Force as we'd like. You know, this is something that I often broach at GPC meetings and so on. But there has been a steadfast, resilience within the Gardaí, but also there's been an understanding of the patience required within the public for the course of this investigation. And, you know, again, I want to commend them for the manner in which they've conducted it. And that confidence, there's been no, you know, quite frankly, there hasn't been gossip locally around it. There hasn't been, and again, I think because people do not wish to judge or to rush to judgment or to make a poor judgment, or to bring somebody's name into something that they should not be involved in. So, that patience will remain until such time as court proceedings and the investigation is concluded and so on. But, it is quite stark, the approach taken, 40 years ago by a Garda Force, and the approach taken, today. And it will be, again, it would be fitting that one will resolve it, because you must treat people with compassion, and you must be professional, and you must be respectful at all times in order to be successful.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you very much for joining us this morning, Councillor Norma Moriarty from Waterville, speaking to me about the news that broke last night that two people have been arrested in relation to the murder of a baby who was found on a beach near Carrisaveen almost 40 years ago. The baby boy's body was discovered with multiple injuries, 28 stab wounds, on White Strand near Carrisaveen on April 14th, 1984. Last night, Gardaí arrested a man in his 60s. He's being held in Listowel Garda Station, and a woman in her 50s. She's being detained in Castle Island. Staying with the news that man and woman have been arrested and are being questioned in relation to the murder of baby John, we're joined on the line by another councillor from the Carrisaveen area, Councillor Michael Cahill. Michael, good morning to you. Do you remember 1984? Do you remember when baby John's body was discovered on White Strand?
I do well, Tracy. Good morning to your listeners. I remember it clearly. I was quite young, obviously, but I would know to this day the man that found baby John. I used to be doing a bit of running back then. I was a member of Ever ISE, and it was huge news at the time. Sure, it was on every TV station and radio station, etc., and all over the papers. And you know, there was shockwaves, you know, big time, not just in Kerry, but right across the country. But I suppose that especially in our own neck of the woods, like, you know, and yeah, it's absolutely, it was huge news at the time.
And what's the reaction since this news broke overnight? What are people saying locally?
Well, people, it is going on for almost four decades, and, you know, it has brought shock again, you know, back to the community. You know, I think people want closure now at this stage. Johanna Hayes was, and her family, they were ridiculed, dragged through the courts, humiliated in every sense. The Garda investigation came in for subsequently for huge criticism, and rightly so. I suppose, thankfully, that we now have you know, modern technology and DNA testing and all of that, and you know, look, I don't want to kind of sound as if I'm preempting things, but I'd imagine, like, what probably happened at the time, there was panic, but the bottom line is that there was a baby killed. And, you know, I think after four decades, people in South Kerry anyway, and indeed I'm sure throughout the country, want to bring closure to this case, and hopefully these arrests will lead to that.
And baby John's body was found by, was the man's name Jack Griffin?
Jack Griffin. Yeah. Correct, yeah.
And it's important to remember there was great compassion shown to baby John as well. The late Tom Cornan was called out to tend the body, the undertaker, mm-hmm. and he ensured that the child was given a name, John, and buried and put up a gravestone in his name, and that gravestone has been tended to by the Cornans for many years. Of course, Tom himself sadly passed away back in 2021. So in all of this, it's important to remember that there was humanity and compassion as well there too.
Yeah, absolutely, Tressa. But look, it's just a huge, long, very tragic story. And as I've said already, you know, I think it's time now to bring closure to it. And I'm sure that, you know, these arrests last night will, you know, there'll be further developments in the coming days, I would expect, or the coming hours, maybe. I don't know, you know. But look, it's going on, as I keep saying, four decades, and you know, it's just so tragic, like what has happened here, and you know, it is just time for closure. I don't think there's really much more to add to it, really, at this stage, Tressa. I don't know any more anyway.
It's our understanding, and obviously you mentioned there, Michael, about DNA being key, and the Garda's decision to exhume baby John's body and extract DNA back in September 2021, that has been a key action in this investigation.
That was in 2021 when that was announced as well and went to the public arena. It was big news at the time, like, you know, but people did feel that it was being done for a reason, obviously. And I think, you know, that Flo Murphy and his team have, you know, it looks as if they're doing a good job, like, you know, and it looks as if there's going to be, you know, a final result here.
Well, we'll see. We obviously don't know. People are being questioned. People are being questioned. We don't want to preempt anything in that way, but it certainly has been significant what happened last night. And I think, Michael, finally, and we'll wrap up after this, as you said, I think people are cognizant of the desire of justice for baby John, that that this mystery is solved, not because of any sort of salacious desire to find out what led to this horrific event, but that everybody is entitled to justice, not least of all this baby boy who only lived for very few hours, if that.
Absolutely, and it just proves, and I suppose that major mistakes have been made in the past by different, arms of government and departments, and in this particular case, police, Garda Síochána, I know that, has been proven already, but again, I think it's high time that we closure here, and hopefully this will bring it to conclusion now. This has been a long, difficult case for a lot of people.
Well, we'll leave it there. Thank you so much for joining us, Councillor Michael Cahill from Glenbe, who was Ross Bay, who close to Cara Sivine, giving his reaction to the news that a man and a woman have been arrested in connection with the Garda investigation into the murder of baby John.